Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. In her new book, Plenty, Hannah Howard is shining a spotlight on the industrious, resilient women in the male-dominated food industry as she navigates a new marriage, home, devastating miscarriage, and ultimately, hope. Thank you for joining me, Hannah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Start by telling us, what inspired you to write about women in the male-dominated food industry?
I was inspired by my own experience. So my first career was in restaurants. I worked in restaurants for many years because I really thought I wanted to have my own, and it took several jobs in several restaurants around the country to realize that maybe I would be more well-suited to write about them. And I had these incredible mentors along the way, and I realized that they were all men, and I didn't understand why that was. And so Plenty was largely my quest to answer that question and to shed a light on women that I wanted to be my friends and mentors who were doing really amazing things in the food and restaurant industries.
How did this recognition impact the women and businesses highlighted in your book? What do you think the future holds for them?
I think that they were all already, my first thought was that I was going to write about people who were very successful and kind of not necessarily celebrities, but maybe close to that sort of status. And I ended up gravitating instead towards people much more in the trenches, which is not to say they're not successful, but they're very much more kind of in the thick of it, doing these things. And I have to say they're all like really amazing and have impressed me, and especially through the COVID pandemic, just really inspired me with, like you put, their resilience, with their creativity. One of them, who has a restaurant I love in Brooklyn, is opening up a new restaurant in Manhattan. One of them is growing her online cooking school a ton. They're just all really thriving.
You know, the hospitality industry was really impacted by COVID, like you said. What do you think has made these women not able to just survive financially through this pandemic, but also thrive through it?
It definitely was a rough time, and maybe it still is. But I think that they have this incredible passion for the food and beverages they share, for their communities, for bringing people together, which is, I think, one of the powerful things that food does. And it's really like carried them through. And it's been really, really cool and inspiring to watch.
You've really weaved your own personal story into the storylines of the women you profile in this book, Plenty. Was that a challenge, or did it come naturally?
It definitely came naturally. I really do like to write about my own personal experience. Even when I was in middle school, I wrote a zine about my adventures with my friends. But my first draft of this book did not have too much of my story. It was more about these other women. And my early readers said, oh, we really like the parts also about you. Can you tell us a little more? And I said, okay, because it felt right to me. It felt like it fit the story. It kind of helped me tell the other women's stories, I think, by connecting them with my own and my own experiences. And even writing about some of these challenging things, like you mentioned, the pregnancy loss that I wrote about made some of the hard, sad, dark moments feel a little better and a little more meaningful.
And what was the process like writing about your miscarriage? Was there anything in that that was therapeutic for you?
It was, yes and no. I think it was the actual writing about it. So for me. I've also, my first memoir was a lot about my experience with an eating disorder, so I'm kind of used to writing about hard things. Mm-hmm. And I think the actual writing about the hard things, in my experience, is just hard, not necessarily cathartic. It's just because I think to do it justice, I have to really relive those moments. So I think that part, you know, I kind of needed to give myself, like, time to talk to a friend on that day, time for a walk, time for a nap, you know, whatever I could do to take care of myself. But what has been therapeutic is the amazing responses I've gotten and people saying that they really relate, that they feel less alone, that they connected with what I shared. That, to me, feels really cool and worthwhile.
Like you mentioned, food has the power to bring people together. And in this book, Plenty, you describe how French toast connected you to your grandfather. And really, that was your only connection. Do you think your daughter will connect with your parents through food?
I think so. I think my mom is an awesome cook, and already we've had some adventures. My daughter's 18 months old, so they're just the beginning of many to come. But I think and hope that she's going to have so many joyful food memories of family moments and traditions and adventures. I certainly hope so.
And as we look forward to Thanksgiving this week, it can also be a stressful time. What tips do you have for a successful Thanksgiving meal?
Definitely. I think, yeah, it can go both ways. For me, it's fun, but it can also be stressful. So I think some of the advice that I'm giving to others, but also to myself, is to kind of lower perfectionistic standards. I know I can want everything to be like some kind of magazine spread, and that's really not necessary. And I think delegating helps a lot. The more other people can chip in, whether that means bringing dishes or helping clean up, great. I'm going to say yes to all the help I can get.
I'm speaking with Hannah Howard, author of the new book, Plenty. How would you like us to get your book?
The book is available wherever books are sold, on Amazon or Bookshop. And you can find more of my work on my website, hannahhoward.nyc.
And is there anything else you want us to know?
I hope you have a really delicious Thanksgiving and have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously. I think it's always better that way.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.